Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hey, Brilliant. This is Live Creative Now, episode 7. This is a bonus episode. I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, here to address all your questions about living a full color creative life. And I wanted to record this bonus episode for you because something came up recently that I thought was relevant to a lot of people, and I wanted to share it. But first, a little word from our sponsor, Creative Sandbox 101, the little e-course that sparks big transformation and has helped over 1,000 people get their creative mojo working and get back to that creative joy that we're all looking for, right? The next session runs, it's coming up really soon. It runs July 14th through 20th. And as a Live Creative Now listener, you can join me for just $10 by going to lcn.creativesandbox101.com. That's LCN as in Live Creative Now. So lcn.creativesandbox101.com. So on with today's bonus episode. Right now, I'm running this pilot program called the Dream to Done Accelerator. And something happened last week that I wanted to share because, as I said, I know this is really relevant to a lot of people. So one of the things that we do in the accelerator is we have, 3 times a week, we have these check-in calls. I call them studio work days, where we all check in on a special video and telephone conference platform. And it's very quick. We just share what we're going to go work on, what our goals are for the next 1 hour to 3 hours, depending on when we're going to check in again. And then we go off to work. Sometimes we leave the system running so that we can really feel like we are working alongside other people, which is like so motivating when you know that other people are working right there with you. Even though they're thousands of miles away, maybe all the way on the other side of the planet, we get to work alongside of each other, which is really cool. And then at the end of the set work time, we come back into the video conference room and report back on how it went. So there's this beautiful built-in deadline and built-in accountability because we know we're going to have to report back how it went, right? And sometimes we check in at the top of every hour for 3 hours, and sometimes there's a big open 3 hour stretch where we're all working. Anyway, so I was on one of these calls and we had all checked in a few hours before to say what we had intended to work on. And then now here we were checking back in again and reporting back on how much we'd accomplished. And one of the members, I'll call her Mary, was relating that she had gotten distracted. So she hadn't gotten to her goal because she'd gotten distracted. That happens, right? We're human. And the beautiful thing was that she noticed. The next step from there, which is something that she's working on, is to treat herself kindly and lovingly and gently and doing a happy dance that she noticed rather than beating herself up, which is what we tend to do. I do it too. But that noticing piece, that is where it all starts. That awareness. If we can be aware, if we can be mindful of what we're doing when we're doing it, it creates space for us to then make a conscious choice about what happens next. So I get sucked into Facebook or email or going through a bag of tortilla chips, right? And I'm not really paying attention to it. Maybe if I'm online, I'm clicking links, I'm digging deeper into Facebook, or if I'm eating and while I'm checking my phone, I'm just like munching the tortilla chips and all of a sudden the bag is empty, right? Just going on autopilot. That's what happens when we're acting unconsciously. We're just on autopilot. But when we're mindful, when we're aware of the present moment, of what we're doing, of how we're feeling, then we can make choices about what we want to do next. Maybe the choice is, oh, I don't want to keep eating these tortilla chips because I'm full. I'm not hungry anymore. Maybe the choice is, oh, I don't want to keep eating these tortilla chips, but I still feel hungry. So let me think about what I'm truly hungry for. Maybe the choice is, oh, I just noticed that I got completely sucked into Facebook. And actually what I really want to be doing right now is painting. So now that I know that I'm mindlessly diving into Facebook, I have the choice to pull myself away, turn around, go to my art table, and start painting, right? So back to Mary. I asked her what had happened, what pulled her away from the thing she wanted to be doing. And she said, well, the phone rang. And so she picked it up. And then she remembered that there was another phone call she wanted to make. And then she remembered there was an email she wanted to reply to. And then when she opened her inbox, there were all these other emails. And she just got sucked into answering them and on and on and on and on. I mean, that's so human, right? We all do that. So I asked her if any of those things, the emails, the phone calls, any of those things were truly essential for her to deal with right then. She sort of hemmed and hawed, but really the answer was no. None of it was truly urgent. There were no life and death situations, nothing that couldn't have waited for a few hours, right? So Mary's tendency was to beat herself up for that, but no, this was great to know. This is fantastic information. Now, if she realizes that those particular phone calls, those particular emails were things that could have waited, she can start thinking ahead in terms of, oh, are there other phone calls that might come in that are truly going to be urgent? Does she really need to hear the phone ring? Well, in her case, her mom's in a nursing home, so she needs to be available if they call. You know, if her mom falls or something like that, of course, she needs to be available. But it turns out that when the nursing home calls, they only ever use the landline, and everybody else in her life uses her cell phone. Great. This is fantastic information. This is data. So the next time, I suggested to Mary, maybe you can try turning off your phone. Just put it into airplane mode. You won't hear the call. You won't get sucked away because you won't be tempted to pick up the phone when it calls, right? So that particular distraction, boom, eliminated. But what surprised me was that Mary was really resistant. She said, but I don't feel like I should have to turn off the phone. I should be able to just avoid answering it. Does that sound familiar to you? Well, it brought to mind a story from when I was in, I don't know, high school or college. And it was around holiday time. I think it was Thanksgiving. And my mom was making gravy. And my mother always complains every year. She complains about how her gravy's lumpy because she's just not a good cook. She's just not talented at cooking, and therefore she always has lumpy gravy. Well, I had recently learned, I don't know where, from a cookbook or something, that the way to avoid lumpy gravy is you take your flour and you put that in a little bowl and you take just a little bit of the liquid and you mix it in with the flour until you have this smooth paste, or, you know, thinner than a paste. And then you pour that into the rest of the liquid and there's no lumps. The lumps happen when you take all the flour and you pour it into the big pot of liquid and then you get lumps. So I told this to my mom and her reaction was, oh no, professional chefs don't need to do that. That's cheating. I couldn't believe it, because the reality is professional chefs use that strategy in order to make smooth gravy. They're not born with some magic thing in their fingers that automatically like declumps their gravy. No, they learn the techniques that enable them to make unlumpy smooth gravy. And yet my mom didn't want to use the techniques from professional chefs because she was locked into this fixed mindset, right? This idea that people who make smooth gravy are just born that way. They just have this innate ability. And the rest of us, we're just stuck with lumpy gravy. Well, it's totally ridiculous. And it's the same thing that Mary was really struggling with. She didn't want to have to turn off her phone. She felt like if she were a competent, capable person, then she could just avoid answering it. But here's the thing. If you want to get good at avoiding the distractions that are thrown at us, like this is the most dangerous time to live when it comes to avoiding distractions because they are everywhere. If you want to be able to focus on the things that are important to you, do your art, get your projects done that you want to accomplish, you have to figure out strategies and tools and techniques that are going to funnel you towards the behavior that you want to be doing and keep you away from the behavior that your lizard brain wants you to be doing, but the part of you that wants to get your projects done knows have to wait, right? So Mary was really resistant, but I pointed out that it's the professionals who use the techniques. It's the professionals who use those systems. It's not a matter of professionals being able to just avoid answering the phone. No, the reason that people who are able to focus for 3 hours on their big project that they're working on or whatever are able to do that is not that they were born with some native ability to focus and not get distracted, but that they are using all the tools available to them. They've figured out what the tools are that work for them and they've put them in place. So if you know that a phone ringing is going to be really tempting, why tempt yourself? Unless you absolutely have to have the phone on, in which case, is there a special ringtone that you can give to assign to a particular number that's really important for you to hear from? And can you, you know, eliminate all the other numbers? Is there a special different phone line that you can give urgent, you know, life and death numbers to have people call in and assign your other phone as this is everybody else and I'm going to turn it off when I want to focus on what I really want to get done. So all of this is to say, don't get sucked into the fixed mindset that my mom got sucked into around making that gravy. Learn the techniques that professionals use and use them. That is what they are for. We need, as I said, every tool and tactic and strategy available to us in order to deal with the fact that we are human beings and we are easily distracted. And we have important things that we want to accomplish in our worlds. So use all the tools at your disposal. So that's it. That's a wrap. That's today's bonus episode. I hope it's been helpful. I would love to hear your thoughts on whether this is an issue that you struggle with as well and what your favorite tools are for dealing with distractions. I really appreciate you joining me today. Thank you so much. If you're getting value out of this podcast, I would love it if you would leave a review on iTunes. I love hearing your feedback. And also, the ratings and reviews on iTunes make an enormous difference in how the show is rated and ranked. And that makes a really big difference in helping other people to find it. And that helps grow the creative uprising. So you can play a really important role in this movement simply by leaving an iTunes review. Plus, I would be hugely grateful, eternally grateful. Also, if you have a question about living a creative life that you'd like me to address on the show, type it into your review and you might just hear it featured on a future episode. Because yes, to incentivize you to leave a review, I prioritize questions that are left in iTunes reviews. Be sure to include your Twitter ID if you want me to give you a shout out if I use your question, because I can't tell who you are otherwise. And if you would also like your voice on the show, you can leave me a voice message over on my website. You can go to livecreativenow.com, leave me a voice message. But if you do that, go over to iTunes as well and leave your question in the review. because I prioritize questions that are left in reviews. Thanks again for joining me, and until next time, go get creating. Mwah.